您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Recently, a booklet that teaches middle school students about how to stay away from online harassment goes viral. People find the case analysis in the guide amusing, and the guide also contains tips for both female and male students. 最近中学生网络防狼手册爆红网络，手册中含有大量有趣的案例分析，还罗列了女生对付怪叔叔篇和男生对抗怪阿姨篇等高级防狼招数。So it is written in quite an interesting way, but first of all, do you think it is necessary to have such kind of booklets? Is online harassment a big problem?
I think harassment in general is a big problem. And I think it's important to teach kids that, or young people, that these bad things are out there and be aware of such things. And I think the part that's quite creative with this online booklet is, first of all, it's divided, the cases against girls and cases against boys as well, which is often neglected in the past. And also it all happens on WeChat or, you know, one of those online apps that people use to communicate these days. So I think it's good that it's very up to date, that kind of thing. But I wonder if these kids already know, considering they're really the generation that grew up in this environment with online apps.
Well,
and all those kinds
unfortunately,
of things.
It is the prerogative and responsibility of adults, teachers, and parents to worry about these types of things. As a recipient of this type of advice, both from teachers and parents, I think it's very easy to get very cynical about it, because usually the way it's presented, like in this booklet, well, this is nonsense. This isn't how things happen. And I think that's the real danger here, because, I mean, number one, it's not harassment. Harassment is unwanted attention, right? Is when you say someone keeps bugging you to do something. That is harassment. Here what we're looking at is predatory behavior online. So online predators looking to take advantage of minors in one way or the other. So I think that number one, it is important that we educate our children, but really we need to take a look at how that is done. I mean, again, a lot of the educational material that I was given when I was a kid, that my parents tried to give me, that my teachers tried to give me, especially as a teenager, you're just like, well, they don't get it. They don't understand how this works. I know what I'm doing and things like that. But as I got older, I realized that, number one, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I think it's a real challenge to convince teenagers that they don't know better than the parents. And so I think that really, yes, of course, make these booklets. I don't think they're going to work. Really, show them cultural products. I mean, like a great Hollywood movie what's his name? I can't remember his name now. I think the movie was called Trust. It was about the same exact thing, where a teenage girl, a high school girl, gets seduced by an older man online, gets completely taken advantage of, and it's a very good, and I think, honestly, a bit of a scary, cautionary tale. So rather than producing these booklets, give them some real-life examples of what could go wrong if you're not careful.
I think that would be good to sort of take it a step further, I think, but still, considering how Chinese schools work, I think this is a pretty encouraging first step. That's how I see it. Because I remember when I was in middle school in China, or even elementary school, these stuff was, it's all considered taboo. I mean, back then there wasn't really online predatory kind of behavior, but even like the offline, the very old school stuff wasn't really ever mentioned.
Yeah, and I think as adults, we sometimes neglect the dangers that kids could possibly be in. For example, if you ask me, I would never add any stranger as my friend on any social network. But according to this one Qingdao teacher, students, when they use these apps, they tend to agree to a request to befriend them on these apps. You know,
oh,
why
yeah.
not? You know, it's 'cause the only thing saying the people I see are annoying teachers, annoying students, annoying parents. Now there's a stranger.
Well,
you know, why don't I befriend them?
Well, that was what I mean for me when I was a kid, using like AOL Instant Messenger and other chat applications on the computer, on the desktop. I mean, it was always cool because it's just like, well, you know, you're talking with someone in a chat room. There's not really chat rooms anymore. But you're just talking randomly with someone in a chat room. I like Star Wars. They like Star Wars. And so you start, you become friends online, which I think is good. It's fine. I mean, meet people online. Talk with them. But be aware, because unfortunately there are people out there who, you know, there's always that urban myth about the fat guy pretending to be, you know, the hot, sexy chick. So it's just you know, be careful and just you know, talk with people. Yeah, sure. Make friends. Yeah, sure. But with the awareness that they may not be who they say they are.
Yeah, I think that awareness is really important for, you know, sort of just teaching kids that there are these red flags that should be showing when certain weird conversations exist online and happen between two parties. But one interesting thing regarding this, this anti-harassment or whatever you call it booklet, is that apparently now some people have said that this is all a publicity stunt for some apps, that the final page of this booklet showed that, you know, try these new apps. And, you know, we'll teach you something new or something like that.
Yeah. Well, if it serves to remind kids at least the danger of online chatting, then I think it's okay.